Hour number two of the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. Want to give a quick shout out to my dear friends at Home Comfort USA, Ken and Tina Starr. You know, the heat wave is gone for now. We may be having another one in the not-too-distant future. If you just heard on the break, the news break with Sharon Reardon, you heard our governor talking about global warming. You know, the sky is falling and all that. But here's the point. Whether it is air conditioning or heating, Home Comfort USA is second to none. Right now, they have an offer for you for a new AC system. Maybe it's a good opportunity to get ready for winter and for next summer. $2,000 cash back and no payments for an entire year. They've got an overstock situation with air conditioners. Really nice Lennox units. Easy financing. And at the very least, maybe have them come out and tune up your AC now. 888-862-1929. 888-862-1929 or homecomfortusa.com. $2,000 cash back on a new AC system. No payments for an entire year. Great deal. All right, let me get to a couple of items that have been sitting here. First and foremost, we will continue in California and across the country, for that matter, to hear about this idea of global warming, electric vehicles, the necessity that we need to be carbon free, right? Lower your carbon footprint. I want to read this is from the Epoch Times. It's called States to Ban Gas-Powered Cars Despite Human and Environmental Cost of Electric Vehicles. Let me just bounce around here. I share this with you as information you can consider for yourself. According to politicians like Gavin Newsom and the current president, electric vehicles are zero emission because they use lithium batteries consisting of lithium, cobalt, graphite, and other materials instead of gas, right? According to a statement, the White House says banning gas-powered vehicles will save consumers money, cut pollution, boost public health, advance environmental justice, and tackle the climate crisis. John Hatter is director of the Great Basin Resource Watch. He says, no. He says industrial nations might possibly benefit from the electric vehicle transition, but it's at the expense of others. And ironically, at the expense of the planet, too. We hear so much about, you know, the planets and global warming, and we'll get to that one in a moment. But here's some things I suspect you've never heard of. In Copiapó, the capital of Chile's Atacama region, is the location of one of the world's largest known lithium reserves. Elena Rivera Cardosa is president of the indigenous Kola community of the Copiapó commune, said that, quote, we used to have a river before that now does not exist. She said that all of Chile's water is disappearing because of the local lithium mine. Quote, in all of Chile, there are rivers and lakes that have disappeared, all because the company has a lot more right to water than we do as human beings or citizens of Chile. It's also displacing indigenous communities who've called Atacama home for over 6,000 years because farmers and ranchers have cracked, dry soil and no choice but to abandon their ancestral settlements. This is according to the UN Conference on Trade and Development. So that's in Chile. You may say, well, you know, what about America? How about Northern Nevada? Listen to this story. Speaking of saying goodbye to ancestral homeland, a local lithium mine destroys many communities in Northern Nevada. Some are fighting back. Hatter said, quote, the agricultural communities on either side of the pass, which is known as Thacker Pass Mine, are likely to be changed forever and could affect their ability to farm and ranch in the area. The National Congress of American Indians are deeply concerned that that particular mine will threaten the community with man camps and large labor forces. The introduction of man camps near reservations has been shown to correlate strongly with an increase in sexual assaults, domestic violence, and sex trafficking. How about the Congo? The Democratic Republic of Congo. In its most recent report, the U.S. Geological Survey reported that last year more than 70% of the global cobalt production came from that area of the Congo, which sits atop an estimated 3.5 million metric tons of the world's known supply. Stay with me. This will all come together. It's also one of the world's poorest countries, according to the nonpartisan research company Wilson Center, plagued by humanitarian crises, some of which mining directly causes. In December of 2021, researchers at Northwestern University conducted an environmental life cycle assessment on extracting raw materials needed for electric vehicles, published their paper in One Earth's journal. What did they find? Again, this is for electric vehicles. You hear about how special they are and, oh, it's the way of the future and fight global warming. For the production of electric vehicles, it was determined that cobalt mining was associated with increased violence, physical and mental health challenges, substance abuse, food and water insecurity, among other issues. This particular research paper at Northwestern University noted that members lost communal land, farmland, homes, which miners dug up to extract cobalt. Every aspect of life includes children. In the Congo, an estimated 40,000 children are working in the mines under slave labor conditions, some as young as the age of six. Human rights violations aren't the only concern with cobalt mining. Quote, the extraction mineral resources includes cutting down trees, building roads, negatively impacting the environmental and biodiversity. Cobalt mining operations generate incredibly high carbon dioxide and nitrogen dioxide emissions and substantial electric consumption. Meanwhile, California, Governor Newsom extolled California's move away from fossil fuels. Quote, this plan's yearly targets 35% electric vehicle sales by 2026, 68% by 2030, 100% by 2035. Provides our roadmap to reducing dangerous carbon emissions and moving away from fossil fuels. Yeah, sounds really good. Meantime, it rapes the planet. You talk about countries that are decimated, communities that are eviscerated, child slave labor, ripping up the earth. But no, it's all good. Let's just drive our EVs. This is, well, let me read this report, and I won't even have to comment. This says it all. This was released June 29th, 1989. So the next time you hear Slick, our governor, talking about global warming or some of the other lemmings, think for yourself. This is a United Nations senior official in 1989. Said entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed by the year 2000. Stay with me. Coastal flooding and crop failures would create an exodus of eco-refugees, threatening political chaos, said Noel Brown, director of the New York Office of the UN Environmental Program, or UNEP. This is 89. Fear-mongering has been going on for a long time. Listen to this. Brown said governments have a 10-year window of opportunity to solve the greenhouse effect before it goes beyond human control. Wait, this is 2022. So in 89, they were peddling this stuff too. You better believe it. Let me read that sentence again. Governments have a 10-year window of opportunity to solve the greenhouse effect before it goes beyond human control. Tell me if this sounds familiar. As the warming melts polar ice caps, ocean levels will rise up by 3 feet, enough to cover the Maldives and other flat island nations. By the way, the Obamas bought a 10 million plus little hideaway on Martha's Vineyard, right next to the water. Huh? What? Who? If the ocean's going to raise, why are they doing this? Because they know it's not true. Continuing on, coastal regions will be inundated. 1/6 of Bangladesh could be flooded, displacing 1/4 of its 90 million people. 1/5 of Egypt's Arabic land in the Nile Delta would be flooded, cutting off its food supply. Brown went on, ecological refugees will become a major concern. And what's worse is you may find that people can move to drier ground, but the soils and the natural resources may not support life. Africa doesn't have to worry about land, but would have to live. Would you like to live in the Sierra? That'd be desert. Sahara, not the Sierra. UNEP estimates it would cost the United States at least $100 billion to protect its East Coast alone. Let me finish this in about 90 seconds. Again, this is 1989. Shifting climate patterns would bring back 1930s Dust Bowl conditions to Canadian and U.S. wheatlands. While the Soviet Union could reap bumper crops if it adapts its agriculture in time, according to a study by UNEP and the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis. Here you go. Excess carbon dioxide is pouring into the atmosphere because of humanity's use of fossil fuels and burning of rainforest. The atmosphere is retaining more heat than it radiates, much like a greenhouse. The most conservative scientific estimate that the Earth's temperature will rise 1 to 7 degrees in the next 30 years. 1989, 30, that's 2019. Brown said if the warming trend continues, here's the punchline. Question is, will we be able to reverse the process in time? We say that within the next 10 years, again, 1989, given the present loads that the atmosphere has to bear, we have an opportunity to start the stabilizing process, end quote. What a bunch of hogwash. And we got a governor and some of the elites still spewing this stuff out 33 years later. 800-222-KABC. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. I'm sure many of you are aware that the market took another hit today, I think down 400 points. It has been rocked recently. And I'm sure you've also heard this idea of protecting yourself if you do have stocks, buy precious metals. Gold is up to $1,674 an ounce. Silver's almost at $20. One of my dear friends, Mike Cordova from Gold Financial Group, has some deals for you and ways that you can invest in precious metals. All you have to do, hey, I heard Frank on the air. I'm not sure if I even qualify, but what you got, Mike, through Gold Financial Group? Call them, 800-214-9023. They're a smaller, family-like business where they give you that personal touch. You're not calling some switchboard and there's hundreds of people and they're there to push their products. They're there to help you invest in precious metals. So if you call Mike, you may even get him when you call Go Financial Group, 800-214-9023 if you make that call. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. All right, we've got a caller on the screen. I'm not sure, you know, we've got limited font room. It just says reference to Bible. I'm not sure what that means, but let's talk to Raul in Highland Park. Raul, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Well, hi, Frank. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yes, I've been looking at what Biden's up to in the media, and you just mentioned it. About us, we should be getting along. We are getting along better, but it's the media that's fomenting a lot of this and the president. And in the Bible, on Proverbs chapter 6, 16 to 23 are the seven things that are an abomination to the Lord, unto him. And the seventh is he that soweth discord among brethren. That's what Biden's been doing. Ever since he got in there, that's what the Democrat Party is all about. It's just fomenting this discord and making us war against each other. It's like a divide and conquer. And the damn media is behind. You know, they're involved in this. And it just sickens me what's been going on for the last few years, how Hillary Clinton's gotten away with all this stuff, you know, and the president, President Trump's been just hammered and just persecuting him. I mean, I'm just so fed up. I'm just so negative feeling, you know. I just don't even want to go out the front door and see what's going on out in the streets with these people laying around sleeping on the streets and all the negativity that's in our country right now.
Well,
let me respond
with a couple of things. Thank you, Raul. I appreciate the call. Yeah, there is a tendency to get sucked into it, but my plea is don't do that. I limit my media intake. Why? And I'm not saying this specifically to you. Why anyone will watch the news nor try to be up to date on what's going on is beyond me. I've got much more constructive and appropriate things to do with my short time. By the way, I'm not Republican. I'm getting emails from people, oh, you're just another conservative. Yeah, guess what? I am conservative theologically, politically, not necessarily. But it's a ruse. Republicans on Capitol Hill are part of the problem, too, in large part. You mentioned the Bible. There are people on this program aren't interested in hearing about the Bible or sharing scripture. You know, I'm okay with it in little bits and pieces because I happen to believe the book is the blueprint for life. And for me, 54 years of my life, I was in a completely different mindset. I scapegoated, I mocked the Bible. Now, it's the book that makes everything make sense. Thank you, Raul. By the way, you mentioned Biden, $4.8 trillion added to the deficit. And I started at the top of the broadcast. I find it fascinating that Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott, they're shipping illegal immigrants, Martha's Vineyard, right? Some of the individuals are outraged. And, you know, I kind of look to Karine Jean-Pierre. She's entertaining. That's the White House press secretary. She lies through her teeth. They all lie through their teeth. But you have to be discerning. You have to be able to understand what's really going on here. And I think I have a pretty good grasp of it. Business as usual. By the way, you can email me at frank@kmgministries.com. Paul just sent me this email. He said, I'm not buying what you said about electric vehicles. Global warming is real. So, Paul, let me just share this little nugget for you. Do you remember there was recently, how long ago was it? 3-4 years ago, there was a global climate strike. Do you remember that one? Greta Thunberg screaming about, you did this to me, you ruined my dreams, that there was a global climate strike. There were even birth strikers, women that refuse to give birth now because they think the planet's going to die. September 2019, a new report revealed that none of the global warming doomsday predictions over the past 50 years have come true. This goes back to the late 60s. The Competitive Enterprise Institute put together a report, quote, modern doomsayers have been predicting climate and environmental disaster since the 1960s. They continue to do so today. Paul, are you listening? None of the apocalyptic predictions with due dates as of today have come true. The report cites 30 predictions made by experts, government scientists. If I hear Gavin Newsom say, follow the science again, I mean it. I'm going to buy up all the hair gel. Report cites 30 predictions made by experts, government scientists, and global leaders, including former Vice President Al Gore, Britain's Prince Charles, who's now the king. You'll be hearing climate change coming out of the royal family soon enough. Authors Myron Ebell and Stephen Malloy said this, quote, more than merely spotlighting the failed predictions, this collection shows that the makers of failed apocalyptic predictions often are individuals holding respected positions in government and science. Let me say that again. Often these individuals hold respected positions in government and science. Tony Fauci. While such predictions have been and continue to be enthusiastically reported by a media eager for sensational headlines, the failures are typically not revisited. Well, Frank, that sounds good. Can you give some examples? Sure. 1967, Stanford University expert Paul Ehrlich predicted times of famine in the mid-70s. Never happened. 71, a top NASA expert predicted the Ice Age by 2021. Never happened. 1988, was predicted that the Maldives would be underwater by last year. This is 2019. Not happened. Al Gore, right? Inconvenient Truth. All the self-congratulations flying around in their private jets. Gore said in 2008 that the Arctic would be free of ice by 2013. Actually, the Arctic had more ice this past year. And don't get me going on polar bear extinction. We have more polar bears than we've ever had. And the new king, Prince Charles, said in 2009, there was just 96 months left to save the world. That's 8 years. He said in 2009. 2017. Oh, boy. You know, I fear porn is alive and well. We hear so much about the struggles of literal pornography among mostly men and some women. It is an epidemic. But I'll tell you, there's a whole nother pornography that's also quite prevalent, and it's fear porn, and it's everywhere. 800-222-5222. If you listen to this broadcast regularly over the last number of weeks, I keep telling you, maybe take a break, pick up a great rock and roll CD from my friend Craig Parker Adams. Here's a little invite.
In a world where seahorses ride dirt bikes and gumballs grow on trees, comes the DNA cleansing rock concert of purified notes to help you be the most incredible, ultimate, bestest you. The Stali Buell, a sassy tropical blend of coconut, banana, mango, pineapple flavored rock guitar, here to liberate and heal your soul. Take the journey and get your copy of the Stali Buell now at IARERecords.com. That's IARERecords.com. And be a part of the greatest selling rock record of all time, the Stali Buell. Coming to a stadium near you. Warning. Initiates healing upon contact.
The greatest rock record of all time, the Stali Buell. Craig Parker Adams is a dear friend and quite a guitarist and songwriter. CraigParkerAdams.com is his website. At the very least, visit it. Check it out. He's got some other goodies there as well. And if you come to our KMG next Saturday morning up in Ventura County, I've got a bunch of his CDs. I'm just going to pass out and thank you for being there. If you missed my opening announcement, a week from tomorrow, we're getting some men together for a KMG, which is a Kingdom Men's Gathering. We've got a number of speakers. Most of them are just guys that have achieved the heights of success in the world, have crashed and burned, and they've learned their way back in. We do talk about Christ for sure. You'll hear some biblical references. But KMG meetings are, they're not like church. I've had a couple of emails going, I'm not sure I want to go to a church. Look, it's a building. Come. Your life may change. We've got limited seating available. We released about 50 new tickets before the broadcast tonight. Go to franksontag.com. Take a risk. Get out of your comfort zone. Your life may never be the same. And I'd love to meet you. If you come, come up and say hey. 800-222-5222. An area we've not really gotten into much would be the quote-unquote vaccines. There is a story about vaccines and safety I want to share with you next, as well as take calls, 800-222-KABC. And if you would like to send me an email, maybe I'll look at the emails as well, frank@kmgministries.com. The Frank Sontag Show continues on Talk Radio 790 KABC. This is the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. Earlier this week, I went by Rejuvi-U, which they are called a medical spa, but they do all sorts of things. Dr. John Shea was on the program a couple of weeks ago. I actually went by Rejuvi-U to pick up a couple of goodies for my wife. Skin stuff, right? If you don't know the amazing things that Dr. Shea does at Rejuvi-U, I invite you to go to their website, Rejuvi-U.com. Right? They do aesthetics, skin, etc. But they also do some amazing things with stem cells and PRP. I tore my rotator cuff about 8 months ago. And John said, come on, we'll give you some PRP and see if it helps. And I'm throwing the football around with my son these days. And I did have a, well, how shall I say this? I had a doctor visit and they mentioned the S word, surgery. My shoulder's pretty much about 85% now, and I know it's PRP. So Rejuvi-U.com, they do amazing things, or call them 626-551-4800. They're in Pasadena, 626-551-4800. Felix in Sherman Oaks. Felix, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. How are you doing tonight?
I'm well. How are you?
Pretty good, sir. Of course, always, it's a pleasure to listen to your show and what you have to say and share. But let me tell you what happened to me the other day. I work in the medical field. I'm a certified medical interpreter. I translate for Hispanic injured workers. And I had this situation with his doctor the other day. He asked the patient if he was vaccinated. And the patient said, yes, I am. And then he asked me if I was vaccinated. And I said, no, I am not vaccinated. And what he told me, Frank, was very, it hurt me because he told me, you are endangering people's health.
Please. Has this guy been in a cave for the last 18 months? Did he miss what's really going on now? All the studies, all the indications that those that did take the jab, I pray that, in fact, I'll cover the story in a moment. I pray that everybody's going to be okay, but there's more and more stories coming out now and studies that saying there's some very dark, concerning things. In fact, maybe you saw the story that actually went mainstream about blood clots and people dying. It's all from people that were vaccinated.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So you know what I told him, Frank? I told him I try to eat properly. I try to sleep, rest properly, exercise properly. And I'm healthy. I'm a healthy person. So, you know, what else do you expect me to do? It was like he couldn't answer to that. Yeah. So it was interesting. I just wanted to share with you. And of course, I will be at your event on September 24th. I'm looking forward to that event.
Well, I look forward to seeing you. Come up and say hello. Thank you for calling tonight and mentioning. In fact, I'll talk about this story right now about vaccines, etc. Felix, God bless you. Dr. Elizabeth Vallette has been practicing medicine for years. And recently there was an article from an interview. Let me read a little bit about what Dr. Elizabeth Lee Vallette said. She is the president of the Truth for Health Foundation. Complications and adverse reactions occurring after administering the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines have been anticipated by doctors based on data and studies going back 15 years. When the COVID-19 vaccines were rolled out, it was already known that the toxicity of the spike protein and the toxicity of another component of the vaccine could cause complications such as inflammation, blood clots, and a disruption of the immune system. Quote, over the first 6 months after the rollout of the shots, I had a whole gamut of patients with all kinds of problems they had not had before. Adding that the only common denominator of these cases was that they all had the COVID-19 vaccines. Dr. Vallette said, quote, most of these people are people that have been coming to me and been my patients for 20 to 25 years. I even have some that I've seen for 30. I knew their medical histories. Among disorders that Vallette observed in her patients were cognitive issues, memory loss, brain fog, mini strokes, dizziness, vertigo, tinnitus, and falling episodes. She went on to say, I've recommended vaccines appropriately for patients over my career. But there are also times when vaccines simply aren't needed. COVID was one of those. COVID-19 was not a lethal illness for those under 50 with no medical comorbidities. And for those over 50 or with medical comorbidities, Vallette used early treatment and the disease, quote, was very treatable, end quote. Vallette said she used a combination of older, safer medicines recommended by Drs. Vladimir Zelenko and Peter McCullough beginning in March of 2020. If you don't know my history with Vladimir Zelenko, I'll talk about it another time. Amazing man. Zelenko was a practicing physician in Monroe, New York, treated more than 3,000 patients that had contracted COVID with, guess what, hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and zinc sulfate. Of the 3,000, Dr. Zelenko only lost three that had high-risk conditions. Vallette said, vaccines are not always the answer to every problem. In terms of COVID-19, her position is and was the best answer was early treatment. But the government and the political agenda suppressed and persecuted doctors. By the way, I got an email from somebody talking about Simone Gold. I know Simone. She's out of prison. Thank God. She was one of the frontline doctors and on the front line treating many people in Santa Monica successfully. And as Vallette said, these people were persecuted. They treated patients early with older and safer medicines. Peter McCullough is a cardiologist, internist, epidemiologist, and advocate of COVID-19 early treatment, co-authored two scientific papers on the topic of early treatment. The second became the basis for a home treatment guide to help people suffering from the vaccine injuries. The Truth for Health Foundation prepared an educational booklet explaining vaccine adverse reactions and treatment options. Dr. Vallette said the treatments include a combination of prescription medications, nutraceuticals, supplements, foods, neuroprotection, immune boosters, and also lifestyle changes. Quote, one of the foundational medicines that has enormous benefits and has had for patients I've treated is hydroxychloroquine because it's an anti-inflammatory, it's an immune modulator, it's antiviral. She said, we've never in the history of the vaccination program worldwide had an experimental shot that crosses the blood-brain barrier, gets into the brain itself and the nervous system. Finally, in closing, the Truth for Health Foundation is filing lawsuits in federal court over what they say are unlawful orders and mandates for experimental products. Quote, all of the testing, masking, and vaccine products are emergency use authorization only. None of them are FDA approved for COVID. That means it is illegal to mandate any of these EUA products. Recently, healthcare workers reached a $10 million settlement against their employer over the COVID-19 shot mandate. Private employers do not have the same liability protection that the government and the vaccine manufacturers do. Quote, the case has opened the door for thousands more lawsuits against the private employers that have implemented these mandates and cost people their jobs. By the way, you may go into like a medical facility locally and some people are still masked up. There's none of this in play right now. And my position is, look, I challenge it. I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not doing it. There's no mandate going on right now. COVID is on the decline. But there's more going on here. This is a form of control. And here's a doctor, whether it's Simone Gold, Peter McCullough, Vladimir Zelenko, treated thousands of patients successfully. But you won't hear it in the mainstream. Just take the shot. We heard Joe Biden last year talking about, in just a vicious, vile, mean-spirited way, pandemic of the unvaccinated. You're going to die horrible deaths in this dark winter. Yeah, guess what? And pray for those that did take the jab. Pray that they're okay. Pray that they continue to have good health. But when we don't have national protocol, early intervention, the idea of treatment early on and some of the things that were done, I have a good friend who's very versed in this area. He goes, you will be seeing trials where people will be called and held accountable in justice for some of the horrible things that they did and some of the policies they enacted. 800-222-5222. We'll take a few calls and continue with more of the Frank Sontag Show next. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. By the way, if you are struggling in life, it doesn't hurt to talk to somebody. Sometimes my good friend Mark Baker and Levy Counseling is there for you. I know for some it's hard to even reach out and speak with a counselor, but Levy has been around for a number of years. They have offices in Santa Monica and Pasadena. And all I can tell you is they're there to be an advocate and to help you through maybe some tough times. LaVieCounseling.org is their website. LaVie is L-A-V-I-E. And their number is 800-483-9591. LaVieCounseling.org. I just received two emails. They couldn't be more opposite. Listener Tim, it takes 500,000 pounds of earth to make one electric vehicle battery. If the earth worshippers wanted to save the earth, they would make hydrogen technology work. Can you say New World Order? The pandemic is a plandemic. Oil, coal, and natural gas do not come from millions of years of decaying bio-wastes. Instead, the earth make these fuels deep in the earth's core. The theory is called abiotic theory of oil. We may even have 1,000 years of fuel in the earth. Thank you, Tim. And then listener Dan. I got to take a deep breath. Listener Dan, I can't stand listening to you on the radio. Do you ever have somebody call in and disagree with you? You need to be taken to task. Dan, hey, if you're still there, call. We'll move you to the front. 800-222-KABC. And for future broadcasts, I embrace disagreement. I don't want to do programs where everybody calls up, oh, Frank, you're amazing. I agree with everything you say. If you spend enough time with me, we'll have disagreements about things. But, Dan, I'm not sure what tweaked you or what upset you. I'd even invite you to come to our KMG event on me. You can sit next to me. You can be my guest. No hidden agenda, no strings attached. You can leave any time. But, I mean, seriously. And I do hope somehow, some way, we talk, our paths cross or something. Dan, continue to listen to the program. You're welcome to email me or call 800-222-KABC. Let's start to talk to Mark in West L.A. Mark, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Frank, it's good to hear you on the radio.
Thanks, brother. What's going on?
You know, talk about the vaccines and getting the shot. You know, that really scares me because I got two shots plus the booster. You know, and it just irritates me, the Democrats, what they're doing to us. You know, it's like really depressing.
Well, there are things you can do. You know, I guess I can say this. I've got no agenda here. In the previous story, I mentioned Vladimir Zelenko. He has a website. If you Google Z-Stack, the letter Z-Stack, the wellness program that they've put forth and created that Vladimir was working on, I even take some of the supplements. There's something called Z-Detox. It will boost your immune system. If you go to their website, or if you can find it, email me at frank@kmgministries.com. See, the key is you want to boost your immune system, regardless of whether you're taking the jabs or you're run down or whatever. The immune system is miraculous the way it regenerates itself. But part of the struggle in this day and age of health is the environment's pretty polluted. Most of the foods we eat are nutrient deficient. I mean, it's a battle to stay healthy. So I take the detox stuff every night. I take Z-Stack. I take supplements. I exercise, take care of myself, blah, blah, blah. But don't be too concerned. And just send me an email, frank@kmgministries, if you can't find the website. I don't have it in front of me, but you can. There is good news. You can detoxify your system.
All right. Thanks for letting me know. It's great hearing you again on the radio.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your call. You're welcome to call anytime. God bless you. You know, I was thinking driving into the station tonight. I've been doing this 36 years. And let me share a couple of closing thoughts as I began the program. I don't believe in life anything is guaranteed. Each day is a blessing. When I wake up every morning, Lord, thank you for waking me up. And I try to, not always successfully, I try to use every day wisely, intentionally, with an attitude of gratefulness. And so all that to say this, we don't know if there's going to be a tomorrow. I don't take anything for granted. And so this radio program is an experimental endeavor. We've been on now almost 3 months. The reason why we got on, because the kind folks at KBC invited me, we came to an agreement, and I have two major sponsors, IRS Problem Solvers with Phil Liberatore and Home Comfort USA, Ken Starr. You hear me make mention of them. So here's the deal. They have sponsorship dollars, and that's how I'm on the air. If they don't get return on investment, you know, we've got some issues, I may not be here next week or next month. I don't know, but there's been some talk along those lines. I pray against that. I pray that this program expands and goes syndication-wise, and many people will benefit from the information provided. And I'm here to just say there is nothing but hope in this life. Right? And God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Life is exciting. Live life to its fullest. Be grateful. So I wanted to make mention of my sponsors. I hope you'll consider supporting them. And also, a week from tomorrow morning, we are doing a men's event in Ventura County. Now, for those of you that may not believe in God or may not have faith, or you hear something about a church, you freak out. It's a building, okay? We're doing it at Godspeak, which is an amazing church in Ventura County. The majority of speakers are just guys that have testimonies. KMG is a very unique ministry. We are a Christian men's ministry. I'm very upfront about that. But we're not a church ministry, even though sometimes we do them in churches. It's Monday morning. We start about 8. There's great music. I haven't even mentioned Dewey. Maybe I'll talk about Dewey next Friday night. Dewey Coleman's a worship leader. The guy's amazing. We've got some great speakers. We'll feed you Chick-fil-A, and it will be a life-changing experience. We've done enough of these. But this is something that I hold very deeply and take to heart, because I think we've got a serious crisis going on right now among men. I think men need help. Women need help, too. But God didn't make me a woman, so I trust others jump in that fray and take care of that. Me, I'm just here to stand alongside men and say, look, if you're messing up, if you're struggling, first of all, don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to other people. Come clean. Let's talk. Let's stand alongside each other. Let's build each other up. And then find your plan and purpose in life that God's made you. Take back ground that you've given up. Stop buying into the lies. Self-speak is very powerful, whether it's positive or negative. I meet a lot of guys that have very strong negative self-speak. I'm a loser. I've messed up my life. I ruined my marriage, blah, blah, blah. And I'm saying, shut up. Stop talking that way. We do pray men get right with God. God's a God of reconciliation. So next Saturday morning, we charge a menial cost, which covers the room and breakfast. And by the way, if you want to come and you're disappointed, whatever, find me. We'll get you back your few bucks. But space is very limited. It's a small church. We do this for men that are serious about their lives and about their walks. And you'll meet guys there. Like Remy Adelaki is a former Navy SEAL. This dude is hardcore. He's been through it. My good friend Mark Little was robbed many years ago, lost his leg at gunpoint. He is the strongest man I know, and he's my best friend. He'll be sharing, and some others as well, and we're going to have comedy too. From, of all people, Craig Shoemaker, who is not Christian. It'll be kind of secular comedy. It'll be clean, but we'll have some good laughs, too. To get your spot, franksontag.com is the website. And I do hope and pray, if you've never been, take a risk. Get in the car and drive. I got an email from some guy. Oh, Ventura County is like 30 miles from me. It's so far. And I often think, I drive 300 miles to something or to someone that would help change my life for the better. But that's indicative of we're kind of soft and we got a lot of beta males running around. There is hope. And men need each other. Last thing, some of us have this daddy wound. I'm going to say something controversial as I sign off. You can only heal with other men. That's why we got to share with each other and come alongside each other. And I know it's hard. Men, we like to be alone. But don't do that. At least go to the website, franksontag.com. Think about it. Pray about it. Share about it. And we'd love to see you next Saturday morning at Godspeak in Ventura County. franksontag.com. Lord willing, we'll be back next Friday night for another program. We are on every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific. And shortly after the sign-off tonight, the podcast will be available, as is the case every Friday evening. Lastly, please email me if I can serve you or help you in any way. My email address is just frank@kmgministries.com. Thank you, Tricia. Thank you, Wayman. I love you all. God bless you. Have a good night. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore.